with the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1030. Today is the 9th of August 2020, and I'm your host, Stacy. Thanks for joining us. Today's episode is titled, What to Do in France? We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. The Eiffel Tower is known all over the world and is undoubtedly one of the most famous landmarks in Europe, but also in the United States. Top of the list of visitors is the famous Tower of London, the tallest building in Europe and the second tallest in North America. One of the most memorable activities in France is watching the sunset from the Eiffel Tower, while admiring Paris with a breathtaking city panorama on every level above the tower. La Défense, on the roof of it, overlooks the Champs-Élysées and the Louvre. Although majestic and imposing by day, it is most enchanting at night, as it is the perfect setting for a sunset. At night, you can watch Paris from the Eiffel Tower and see all the sights from a vantage point at the top of Defense, the highest point in the city and one of the most famous landmarks in France. The app helps you identify the buildings you see from the terrace and gives you interesting facts about the Arc de Triomphe. Situated on the French-Italian border, this city takes you back in time with its tall, pastel-colored buildings. This medieval village is one of the most popular tourist destinations in France and a great place to visit. France has a lot to offer, and once you have seen and done all these places, add them to your France list. French city for a few reasons to visit, but once you are here, you should definitely visit the UNESCO site of Rocamadour, which is not too far away. The snow-capped mountains of the French Alps and the beautiful beaches of Saint-Étienne-sur-Loire are a great place to visit. We send you out to explore some of France's most popular tourist destinations, which we know you will love. While here, don't forget to visit some of France's most popular tourist attractions, such as the Champs-Élysées, the Eiffel Tower and the Louvre. If you love to keep things simple, you can choose to spend an afternoon of French delicacies at the local café. You can read more about the activities and sights in the Dordogne in our travel guide to Dordsones, which you can read here. Climbing a few stairs to the Eiffel Tower might be enough to get in the way of some stunning photos. The more artistically inclined may be more interested in strolling through the amazing galleries of the Louvre, from freshly baked baguettes to the masterpieces on display in Paris museums. France has so much to offer. From stunning architecture to stunning landscapes and beautiful beaches, the country has something spectacular for every traveler. If you're about to travel to this beautiful country, read on to find out how to plan the perfect itinerary so you can enjoy France at its best. We give you some of our favorite tips and tricks for traveling in France, from what you can order for dinner, to the best restaurants and hotels in the country, to the most popular tourist attractions. The clothes are versatile and chic, but remember that the French are simple and effortless when it comes to style. Many tourists are eager to taste French food when they come to Paris, and it would be hard to blame them. Famous restaurants like the one near the Eiffel Tower exist to encourage tourists to spend money. Locals think the prices are absurdly expensive and the food isn't even the best, but it's worth it. If you're not in Paris for the first time, make sure you see all the unique things you've seen there before dining in one of the many restaurants, bars, cafes and restaurants in Paris. Nice is a charming city on the French Riviera that is worth a visit, and there is something for everyone in Nice. Walk along the Promenade des Anglais, dine in one of the many restaurants, bars, cafes and restaurants in the city, or simply stroll along the beach. For the ultimate in French cuisine, head to one of the many restaurants, bars, cafes and restaurants in the city, such as the Michelin-starred L'Auberge des Anglais or the Head for the ultimate in French cuisine. There are also new places to discover and try in the neighborhoods, such as the Champs-Élysées, Place de la République or the Grand Palais. This is the visit people dream of when they first visit Paris, but how do you decide what you do? Our Paris bucket list contains a list of the best experiences you can have in Paris. If you're planning a trip to Paris, what are your favorite places people dreamed of during their first visit to France? Whoa, one of the biggest activities in France is the train ride Paris-Rouen, Le Havre, which leaves from Saint-Lazare, Paris. Station. Ascent of the Arc de Triomphe, head to the Arc de Triomphe, from where you can see 12 boulevards. Episode 1030 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Stacy Penner. Adios.